This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo! Day 3 of the Dan Patrick Hattrick.
It's always good to hang out in the man cave.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, Rich? It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Good to see you, Joel. Joel on the xylophones, on the ones and twos. Of course, we got Bershy Bersh on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Nick Kopitcher update spot on the videos. It's a whole squad here. Got a whole squad of mutants from Table 9. Mutants from Table 9 to hang out with us every day. Again,
great.
Covino and Rich.
Great wedding singer
and
reference.
If you want to check us out, yeah, at Covino and Rich to chime in or call us 877-99 on Fox. We have lots to talk about today. O.J. Simpson way back on a Wednesday.
O.J.
O.J. Wow. Some O.J. to start off the morning. We'll get to him.
Also, the times in the sports world when you were just so wrong. Fonzie style.
I was wrong.
There's a clip floating around about Patrick Mahomes that I find hilarious. So we'll talk about when you were just dead wrong. Also, the idea of a hall pass with your wife or girlfriend.
Oh, juicy.
There's a social media clip that's floating around. We have to tackle a little bit. So we'll get to all that. Coming up within the hour or so here on
nice.
Fox Sports Radio.
But I hope you had a great Tuesday night. Hope you caught up on The Bachelor. Watched something good. Maybe went out and had a drink, a taco or something on a Tuesday night. But a question, just rando question to start the day, because it's on my mind. Every day you wake up and you're like, all right, what's on the agenda today? Oh, I'm hoping I have anything to do. For me, a guy like me, I don't want any dots on my calendar. I want no plans. I want to do my job, go home, and not be bothered.
It's like a big contradiction. To know Steve Covino is to know that he's always talking about wanting to do big things. Let's do this. Let's do that.
But at the same time, I just said I don't want to be bothered with other plans. I want to relax, put my feet up, and watch the morning show on Apple TV.
You don't want dots on your calendar, but you want big things.
Yes, but they don't. Go hand in hand. No, they're separate. So I woke up today and I said, oh, got to do Dan Patrick. That's cool. After that, when we do our Patreon, I'm just going to relax. And I'm like, this is a, an old school way back on a Wednesday, you make the call. Okay. I just want some help. I'm the friend in need today. You make the call. Or a John Quinones, what would you do?
I love that show.
So when you're driving to work right now, I want you to hear me out. Wherever you are, whoever you are, if you're on the iHeartRadio app, if you're listening in the future on the podcast, if you're listening on our affiliates, shout out to the affiliates. We appreciate you. So my sister's in town, okay? Sister's in town. She's rarely in town.
By the way, every time a weird scenario happens in a public place, I do have the thought of, what if I'm being tested by John Quinones? I don't interrupt and do the right thing.
Here's how
I'll be the guy on ABC that everyone's like, he didn't stick up for the, you know, the random person.
We're assuming that everybody knows the John Quinones show where they set up a scenario just to see how you react. If I ever feel that way, I just look around and I look for two things. Cameras, lighting, and John Quinones' giant melon, his Thornton melon, because he can't hide that head of his, man. That guy's got a noggin. He's the noggin boss. So, sister's in town. She's rarely in town. It's important to the story.
Okay.
You know, we're from New Jersey and New York. We're from the East Coast, but we live out here in L.A. Sister came to L.A. with her daughter, and she's taking my daughter, my teenage daughter, my teenage pain in the ass, and my other nieces and nephews, they're going to Disneyland today. Okay.
Ooh, might be a good day. Is that a little bit of rain?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Might keep the crowd away.
Yeah, they rescheduled because of all the rain, so they're going today. And it's sort of her last day here. Now, here's my Fox Sports Radio conundrum. Here's the pickle I'm in. I want to go home after this show, 3 hours of awesome, and then we do our Patreon for 2 hours, so we still do another show. Covino and Rich Unleashed and Uncensored.
Gotcha.
That's on patreon.com/Covino and Rich. So another 2 hours. Now I'm thinking, okay, when all's said and done and we're mentally drained and I'm out of words and nothing to say and I'm decompressing and I'm wanting to go home, do I then take a trip in the traffic and spend about $190 on a ticket to meet my sister? My sisters, their kids, and my kid in Disneyland.
If you don't,
I gotta tell you,
if you don't do it,
yeah,
you're gonna look back and be like, "What a lazy piece of crap I am."
Or I'm getting off cheap, and they're taking my kid, and they're doing all the work because Uncle Steve's working right now. Like, I got off easy. I don't have to be
involved. Uncle Steve needs to create memories.
And I'm not saying that I'm above Disney or I'm too cool. Look, I love Disney. I love the Cars ride. I love soaring. I love the California Adventure.
Yeah, don't you want to be soaring above the world?
I like the teacups. That's not my point. My point is, hey, this is an opportunity where they get to be good aunties. They get to take my kid. They get to do their thing. Why the hell do I got to go there? Right? This is like my day off. I got off cheap. But then there's that guilty side of me that's thinking, but my sister's here, and when am I going to get this opportunity? Opportunity to what, Rich? Sit in traffic by myself to get there, only to probably walk in the middle of a tantrum where they're going to leave soon anyway. Like, oh, you just got here. We're leaving in about an hour.
What's that old Trace Atkins song? You're going to miss this. You're going to want these days back. You got a teenage daughter who just became a teenager. Nieces, Disney World. I'm sorry, Disneyland right here
Disneyland.
In L.A.
Disneyland.
You're trying to tell me that you wouldn't feel like a jerk if you sat it out.
And you got to make appointments nowadays to even enter the park. After COVID, it's a whole different setup. Like, you can't just roll up and show up and buy a ticket. So I'd have to figure that out. That sounds like a hassle and a huff.
Hey, maybe you'll get off easy and you go to buy a ticket. It's like, sorry, park's full today.
Yeah, well, that's something I'd want to know before I got to Wally World. Well, you know what I mean?
No, well, here's the problemo. By the way, Bersh, Joel, is your instinct that he should go?
Just a fun.
Or sit it out.
Because like I said, I woke up today and I'm like, yeah, we got to talk about J.J. Redick. You know, and I'm like, oh. After that, I think I might have to go to Disneyland. I just want to relax. It's been a busy week.
This O.J. story. Oh, damn, Disneyland.
Yeah.
I think it's fine for you to sit this one out. Take the day off. You deserve it. You're doing a lot this week.
Yeah, dude, we're filling in for Dan Patrick, right? Which is, again, an honor. It's awesome. I love talking to new people, but it is a little mentally draining, right? We got to wake up early. Our schedule's off. That's really it. Our schedule's off. No. I'm not complaining.
I'm just explaining.
I get it. But we love this. We jumped at the opportunity. Then we fill in for Colin Cowherd tomorrow. So, again, got to bring the A game. How can I focus on my A game if I'm on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride? Think about it.
If you're okay with every time Uncle Steve comes up, your niece is like, who?
Yeah, well, see, then you understand my pickle. No need to harp on it unless, of course, you have thoughts. Then chime in or leave a comment. I'm actually asking for help. Usually it's us giving advice.
You know what you are? You're the...
Now I'm just the guy who just wants to lay home and be lazy.
You're the guy...
It's so much easier to be lazy, Rich.
Or the girl that we all know, which is... And it's a lot of the people we're talking to right now, where you're always reluctant to go through with the plan. And then when you do, you always come out on the other side saying, ah, man, I'm glad I did that.
That's true.
A lot of times it'll be dinner with friends on the other side of town.
No, I'll give you an example. Remember when you were a kid way back on a Wednesday? You woke up and you're like, I don't want to go to school today. And then by midday, you're watching The Price is Right and Jenny Jones, little Ricky Lake action. You're like, I could have totally went to school today. I should have went to school.
What did I miss?
Later on, I might have that feeling when I'm sitting there with my hand down my pants like Al Bundy, bored watching TV, watching sports highlights. Listening to Fox Sports Radio, I'm going to think to myself, I could have went to Disneyland. I should have went.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
I'm sitting here bored. I should have went and made a nice impact on my family and surprised them.
Happens.
But then again, you know what happens?
Happens. Listen,
my sisters think I'm Daddy Stacks, so I'm going to show up and know what they're going to think. Oh, now Uncle Steve could buy them all these stupid ears and
do it.
All these stupid Disney toys.
Listen,
Uncle Steve.
Uncle Steve. There's multiple examples.
So the question is, am I Funkle Steve today? Fun Uncle Steve? Or do I stay home?
Dude, it's like, there's so many things you could compare this to. Like you said, it's staying home from school when you're a kid realizing, yeah, I could have went. Once you get into it, you know what it's like? It's like, get it on with someone you've been dating a while or a wife you've been with for years.
How are you going to compare?
Sometimes you're laying in bed.
A magical day at Disney.
And you're tired.
Getting it on.
The wife is tired. And there are times where you're like, I don't know if I'm in the mood for any of this. And then the minute it starts, you're like, glad we started this.
I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
See, but Bersh, I think Bersh is like one of the nicest guys going here at Fox Sports Radio. And even he was like, nah, I think you can sit this one out. So that means a lot to me, Bersh. I appreciate that, man.
I will always opt for just sitting around.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm really good at that. I think Bersh is really good at that, too. I'm really good at that. Hey, Joel, what would you do just to wrap it up, man? Any thoughts here?
Yeah, don't listen to Rich.
Oh, right?
Go home. Go.
Relax.
Go chill, man.
Yeah, the question is, to wrap it up, is it a crime to just want to go and relax?
It's going to be rainy.
I hope not.
Traffic's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's my excuse, but for their sake, I hope it's a nice sunny day.
Steve's going to get a cold. Yeah. I was on the rides in the rain.
You know, maybe I come down with the black lung and I call up my sisters, guys, I don't think I'm going to make it.
I'll wrap it with this. Before we get to all the action-packed goodness, like I said, we're talking Mahomes, we're talking hall passes, we're talking Antonio Pierce and O.J. Simpson. Today's going to be a fun one.
But you're just rattling off sports names.
We're
going to talk Steve Garvey.
Gary Gaetti. Jeff Garcia. We're going to talk about a lot of fun things today, but I do like your question because what's going to happen is when you live out of town, and there's a lot of people listening that, you know, have moved, and you always bitch and complain, none of my family visits me. Now they do.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah. And you know what they're going to talk about. What's going to happen is your sister's going to go back to Jersey, and your parents, hey, how'd it go? Did you have a lot of fun with Steven in California?
How was Disneyland?
Your whole family's going to talk S about you. They're going to go back to New York and New Jersey, and... Oh, how was your trip to L.A. to visit Steven? And Steve Covino here, you know what the story's going to be? Oh, well, we went to Disney. He took a nap. And then your dad's going to say, busy filling in for the biggest sports radio show
in the nation.
How about, I wanted my daughter to have a good time without me.
That's a good one,
good
too,
spin,
Joel.
Good spell. Joel's in the spin zone.
Yeah, I wanted the sisters to bond, and they were having a good time.
But I could just see your dad, because I know Covino's parents. Your old school dad's going to be like, and that is why I don't visit that son of a gun. I don't go out there. What, is he going to leave me hanging?
Man, what's he think? He's Hollywood now? Thinks he's too good for It's a Small World?
He changed.
Yeah, well, hey, something to think about, guys, and your help is appreciated. 877-99 on Fox at Covino and Rich. I guess I'll give you the conclusion to the story tomorrow when we fill in for Colin Cowherd.
What's that mid-level Jim Carrey movie? Yes, Man.
Yes, Man.
Where he realizes, you know.
Oh, with Luis Guzman?
Maybe life's a little better when you just say yes.
It's so easy to say no. But remember, when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else.
So you're saying yes to Disney with your nieces, no to taking a nap?
No to relaxing. Relaxing is very underrated, bro. I'm a pro at that. I love it. I live it. So that's my question, just
never,
to get the ball rolling.
You're never
going to
be an old rando. You're never going to be an old guy randomly sitting around being like, I really am so glad back in the day I took a nap that day.
But again, I'm also paying probably $200.
Who cares?
For
money?
Half a day.
You know what the fun part about money is? You could always make more.
It says you. You don't have to pay child support.
Can't make those memories.
Yeah, right. Well, think about it.
I have two little kids. Trust me. I probably pay just as much as for them that you pay for child support.
I don't know about that. Plus, they pay us in meatballs here on Fox Sports Radio, so that's a lot of money. Well,
they pay me in gum.
Oh, really? Yeah. Thanks again for hearing me out. It's just something I woke up thinking about. Of course, I woke up thinking about, well, what are we going to discuss today? But then I was like, ugh. And we have lots of stuff to get to on the Covino and Rich Show and for Dan Patrick.
Oh, you know what I woke up thinking about?
What?
I woke up thinking about the same thing. Like, hey, what's the hot story? Because it's a weird time of the year in sports, right? Because football's over. I feel like I'm like, is everyone doing what I'm doing? You ever have that feeling where I'm like, football's over, sort of bummed about that. You got the football blues a little bit because you're so used to Monday night, Thursday night, Saturday, college, NFL on Sunday.
It does give you so much less.
And baseball hasn't kicked in yet. You're like, all right, well, the NBA, we don't start again until tomorrow. Like, what? No sports.
Yeah, like how many times did you see that J.J. Redick highlight yesterday?
All I kept thinking.
Why is he so mad about Doc Rivers? That's really the big story
right
now.
J.J., relax. Make like Covino on the couch. Relax.
Yo, relax.
All I kept thinking, I'm like,
it's sports. What are you so mad about?
I was like, is everyone else catching up on dumb reality television just eating Girl Scout cookies? Because that's what I did all night last night. I eat Thin Mints by the sleeve.
Thin Mints? What?
I think Thin Mints are packed. Nick Cope, you might agree with me. I don't know. Thin Mints are putting that flimsy plastic sleeve because I think you're supposed to eat them all in one sitting.
That's an old comedian Brian Regan bit.
Really?
He would eat Fig Newtons by the sleeve.
No, I think Thin Mints you put in the freezer and you usually eat them by the sleeve.
Yeah. That we don't open a sleeve without finishing a sleeve. My wife and I, it's just like you did last night.
Last night,
little
I was like,
Bravo on, and we're just passing the sleeve back and forth.
I said, there's not a game in the world on. I was like, honey, tonight's night, we are watching at least 3 episodes of Love is Blind. Kids are sleeping. I'm going to get the edibles and Girl Scout cookies. That was my night last night. Samoas, or what do they call them in certain parts of the country? Caramel Delights?
Yeah, there's two different suppliers of Girl Scout cookies. Not everybody knows this, so depending on where you are, you get one or the other.
Right, yeah, my daughter thought I got her like the generic cheap-ass version. I'm like, no, they're just called something different when you get them from somewhere
else.
And
by the way, when it's a lull in the sports world, that's when you start talking about different Girl Scout manufacturers. There are two bakeries. Nick is right. Yeah.
By the way, for Covino's situation, I don't think we can understate the traffic portion of this. I mean,
thank you.
You're looking at a minimum 2 hours each way, I'm thinking.
Honestly, if you're in the Valley, if people that don't know, if you're
4 hours just to appear like a good guy.
If you're in Los Angeles.
I proved my whole life I'm a good guy.
Listen, if people don't know, if you're in Los Angeles to go to Disney, it's right near, it's like going to an Angels game. It's going to be a couple hours. Like people say, you're in LA. You know what it's like? It's like if you live in Jersey or Long Island and people think getting to like Yankee Stadium's easy or Giant Stadium. It's a pain in the ass. And I think Nick is not downplaying that, especially on a rainy day. You are looking at, if you leave around noonish,
you don't think
you'll be there at 2:30. You'll be there at like 2:30.
You don't think I want to go home, eat some Thin Mints, and watch the new episodes of Love is Blind that come out today? Of course I do. But I'll give you one last caveat to really give you something to think about.
Anyone ever tell you you look like Megan Fox?
I do, right? Yeah. Just a little bit from the nose up.
have you seen that storyline on Love is Blind? Yo, Joel, it's hilarious. There's some girl on, I know, it's a dumb reality show, but there's a girl on Love is Blind, and the whole concept of the show is they're behind walls so they can't see each other, and you're not supposed to talk about your looks, but she lets it slip out like, you know, some people tell me I look like, you know, and she goes, you know, Machine Gun Kelly's girl, and the guy's like, Megan Fox?
So he's immediately invested because he thinks she's hot. But you know what? You know what they leave out? And this is true, and it ties into sports. This is Fox Sports Radio, by the way. This isn't gossip radio. This isn't trash TV radio.
What do you want to talk about, J.J. Redick? I'd rather talk about Love is Blind.
No, but it ties into sports. You know what they cut out? Everything's edit. Obviously, we're live, right? Mm-hmm. There's no edits going on here unless you listen to the Best Of podcast.
Oh, if they were edits, we would have cut out your whole Disney story.
I'm doing that right now.
Or this guy talking about Girl Scout cookies. Shut up.
Give me a break.
Get out of here. I had a question. I got a problem.
And can we restart the show now?
And my daughter, by the way, put the guilt trip on me of like, Dad, I'd really love if you came. We could go on some roller coasters. And she's at that age where I have, you know, few moments left of that. She's 14. How many 14, 15-year-olds want to? Yeah, how many of those kids want to hang out with their dad? I'm lucky.
It's called take a friend.
Yeah, that's true. I know, but you know, like Rich said, how many moments do I have left? So to tie the Love Is Blind story back to sports, what they cut out is the dude said, "Some people say I look like Christian McCaffrey," and she didn't know who that was.
Is that really the true story?
Yeah, and it led her to bring up this lie that went extremely viral that she looks like Megan Fox. And
look, dude, let me just tell you, these two people look nothing like Christian McCaffrey or Megan. Picture Megan Fox.
It's the Wish version,
dude. It is. You know, this girl does not. This girl looks like not Megan Fox. And the dude, have you seen McCaffrey with his shirt off on vacation with Olivia Culpo? This guy looks like McCaffrey if he didn't work out for 7 years.
Yep, and we look like Zach and Slater if we didn't work out for 7 years. Not trying to be mean. We're Covino and Rich, and thanks again for your feedback. Thanks again for hearing us out. What would you do? You make the call. And now, Rich, we got to talk about this Mahomes story and your hypothetical.
Yeah, there's a lot to get to, so hang tight. More Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, a ton, including include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Covino and Rich. Rich Davis, your candy boy. And by the way, Joel, way back on a Wednesday, this is my jam. Candy girl. Live from Mercedes-Benz Studios, owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric, the feeling is all Mercedes, the choice is all yours. Then, of course, the choice is yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. It's the Covino and Rich Show, in for Dan Patrick. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, and good morning.
I have one thought to wrap up your Disney dilemma, and then I have a rando question about sports and dating.
Perfect. But I want to turn this dilemma into dilemonade, and I want it to work to my advantage. Me, for once.
Who misquoted you once?
It was...
Was it Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid was a guest on our show.
Quick 20-second story. Dennis Quaid's on our story. See, I'm messing up the story about him messing up something.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid was on our show, and Covino dropped that line. I take dilemmas and make dilemonade. And Dennis Quaid goes, I like that. I'm going to use that.
I even said to him,
take
it. Well, if you use it, quote me. But yeah, by all means, take it. Swear to God.
I like that.
Yeah, I said that.
Take dilemmas and make the lemonade. So Dennis Quaid leaves our show.
Later that day.
TV's on in the background. It's like, oh, there's Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid's on like Fox News promoting whatever he's doing. And he butchers it. Spot, what did he say? He said, take dilemmas and...
Like make the lemonade out of the lemons.
Yeah, like say, yeah, make the lemonade out of like.
But he fumbled it like he was George Bush. Like, hey, well, shame on you, and you won't be fooled again.
He fumbled it like Gibbs in the NFC Championship game. Sorry, Joel. Sorry,
it was so awkward. And then I was like, okay, don't quote me. Don't quote me. He did
lemons.
He just butchered it.
To lemons.
So anyway, I want to turn my story into something good, man.
My thought is this: much like everything, your reluctancy at first would make you want to sit back and do nothing and just lay around. And the question is, Covino's family's in town. They want to go to Disneyland today. It's raining. Disney's a couple hours away. I say you go, and I'll tell you why. We had a guy's trip to Denver earlier this year. Went to go see the Broncos, Vikings, Sunday Night Football. Great weekend with some of our good buds, some nice dinners, some drinks. And at first, Covino's like, bro, I don't know, dude. I'm on the weekend. I want to chill. And you were like, I don't know if I want to go. every step of that weekend, from dinner at Elway Steakhouse to the game to everything, Covino was like a fascinated little boy, like, this place is great. And you loved it.
The game was great. That was when the Pastronaut was a thing.
Yeah, remember that? Remember that 1 minute where the Pastronaut was running things for Minnesota?
Great vibe at the stadium. Yeah, you know, it's like, to wrap it up and to tie it back into going to the game, it's like your buddy that hits you up with mediocre Kings tickets. Don't you have a friend that wants you to go to the hockey game with him?
Dude, let's go!
And you're like, yeah, how are the seats? I mean, you know, I got them for free. And you're like, I don't know. But then you go and you have a blast, right? That's what I'm hoping for.
Ignore your instinct to be lazy. That's how my sister met her husband. Her friend reluctantly was like, Lori, do you want to go to the club or something?
Yeah, maybe I go there and Snow White's looking hot.
Maybe you go there and you fall in love with Elsa.
Yeah.
No, but that my sister met her husband because her friend was annoying her. Like, Lori, come out to the boat. We're going out to Manhattan tonight. And my sister wanted to be a lazy lump. And finally was like, okay, fine, I'll go with you to the club or bar. She met her husband.
Okay.
So again, maybe you and Striganona? No, who's from Tangled? Oh, Rapunzel. That's Striganona.
Striganona.
I picture you with a Striganona type.
Well, anyway, thank you. And if you just joined us, good morning again. It's always a pleasure to be here. The question was, after this show, again, which is a little off our schedule, but we love doing it. And then we have to do our Patreon podcast after this. Do I go and visit my family who's already in Disneyland? Their day's already started. I don't know how long they're going to stay, but I rarely see my sister and her kids, and they're already there. Do I meet them and sit through the traffic just to get there for half the day and spend a few $100?
The answer is yes. It's like you said, it's like when your buddy's in town. Your buddy's in town.
I probably won't, Joel, but I'll let you know tomorrow.
You know, there's one more caveat to this, because it's like when your players, you want to see your player on the road play. Covino, you might want to check out what rides are closed.
Dude, you're so right about that. I'm going to go there, right? And I'm like, the Indiana Jones ride is under repair?
Wait, LeBron's sitting tonight?
Exactly. There's always the chance of that.
Dad, Joel, I remember as a kid, Gary Carter, rest in peace, my favorite baseball player, catcher for the Mets in the 80s. I remember going to Shea Stadium and being like, I'm going to feed Gary Carter today. I went to old school Shea Stadium, looked at that crappy, huge scoreboard they used to have with RC Cola on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm looking at the lineup. I'm like, catcher number two, Mackie Sasser? Gary Carter's not playing?
No.
And then I remember thinking, like, well, at least Daryl Strawberry's not playing? Oh. I remember one of my first games
it's
as
like
a kid.
Getting the understudies.
Yeah. Exactly. Going to a play and they're like, oh, Hugh Jackman's not performing today. Yeah, make sure your favorite rides are open.
All right,
have fun.
Good call.
Yeah, I love it, because Covino could call out there and be like, oh, Cars Land is closed? Oh, I was going to come.
Dude, Joel, when I took my kids a month ago.
You're right, more of an excuse.
When I took my kids a month ago, one of those big Cars rides was open and closed all day. Kept closing, open. I never got a chance to go on one of the big ones. So
I got the list here for you, Covino, real quick. All right, it's not too bad. You're not going to have any excuses, really. Mark Twain Riverboat, Haunted Mansion.
Oh, that's my favorite one, the Mark Twain Riverboat.
The Haunted Mansion and Astro Orbiter. Those are the only ones that are temporarily unavailable today.
I do like the Haunted Mansion.
I can't make it. I love the Haunted too much.
Thanks for the possible excuses. I'll keep you posted. In fact, conclusion, like I said, when we fill in for Colin Cowherd tomorrow, or just join us on a regular show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East, Covino and Rich.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not a random question, because I think we all deal with that. Whether it's a friend in from out of town, you visiting someone, the expectation of going to a game. Usually it's rare because you're out here in L.A., so it's Disneyland. But a lot of times you have a buddy that comes into town. He's like, yeah, I'm in town. Do you want to check out the Lakers? And you're like, do I want to? You know, and your instinct, I'll wrap it with this. Your instinct is always be lazy, I'm telling you.
Yeah, because it's a regular week for you. It's a regular work week for you. So even if it's a Lakers game, which sounds like fun, you're like, yeah, I got to work tomorrow. They're on like vacation mode and a different mindset with no agenda. So it's a little tougher for that person.
Oh, and speaking of which, we're going to be in Nashville with Fox Sports Radio March 15th, Friday, March 15th. We're going to be doing a live broadcast with Graduate Hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone you know in Nashville, again, are you expecting them to drop what they're doing and be like, guys, we're here? It's an interesting thing. As you get older and there's kids and families and stuff, like, you can't always expect friends or family to drop what they're doing, but, dude,
I guess the moral of the story is it's so easy to say no.
Of course.
It's so easy to want to relax, and sometimes you deserve it. I get that. But
it's not easy.
By saying yes, you never know who you could meet and the fun you could have
exactly.
or that exciting sports moment you may witness. Like, man.
Oh, I have a great story to wrap up, and it's involving sports.
Yeah.
My buddy Michael Zito.
Okay.
Went to high school and college with him. You know that buddy that every step of the way you're like, yeah, you're part of a lot of random memories because they happen to just be your high school buddy, your little league buddy, and also went to college with you.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. All by coincidence, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, just we happen to just our lives lined up, and we were always buds. He's a big Mets fan, lives up in Syracuse, New York. And he always tells a story about how laziness backfired. His dad came home from work with a, hey, I got two tickets for the Yankees game. Are we going? Might have been a weekend. I forget when it was, but his dad came home with the tickets. He gave the old, I'm a Mets fan. I'm not even a Yankees fan. Plus, I don't want to go all the way to the Bronx. Are you sure? Come on, free tickets. Let's go. He sat it out. It was the day Doc Gooden pitched a no-hitter.
No way.
And he forever was like, I will never be
a former Met.
I will never be the lazy guy again because just pure laziness stopped him from seeing a no-hitter.
That's a great story.
So,
and that's a great one to end
on. Be a little bit more of a yes man. All right, something I wanted to get to. Now, if you are dating a woman that is good-looking or a woman that has a lot to offer, pay attention.
That girl is fine.
Because it applies to this sports hypothetical more than anything. There's a viral video I saw on TikTok and Instagram a couple times. So if I've seen it a few times, you may have seen it as well.
Everybody has different algorithms.
If your algorithm... Oh, you're not everyone's algorithm is butt cheeks in the 49ers?
It's like that old saying, show me your algorithm and I'll tell you who you are. Let me see your search history and I'll know a lot more about you.
Delete search history. All right. There's a video where some young dude is interviewing people on the street. You see this all the time where it's like just some young dude and he's like asking like drunk people questions outside a bar.
Okay.
This dude's asking a young couple about their hall pass. Take a listen.
No, sir. You might get one pass, but at the end of the day, you want one wife. And this is the wife I want. So no.
Now, what about you if he gave you one?
If he gave me a guilt treat pass, I would take it.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Sorry.
That's crazy.
Who would you take it with?
Lindy Waters III.
So, here's my thought.
That's a random hall pass.
Correct. Which is part
Lindy
of the...
Lindy Waters III is on OKC.
Yeah, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
And it's
6 foot six... random basketball player.
So my thought is this. When someone says the phrase...
That's oddly specific.
Yeah, when someone says the phrase hall pass, if you're with a good-looking woman, I don't think the hall pass thing should or could exist because if a guy says something, even a handsome guy like Nick Cope, if he's like, you know, my hall pass is Megan Fox, I don't know. The chance of you meeting her, being in the same room or anything.
Skylar Diggins.
If there's a very little chance it'll even present itself. But if you're a good-looking girl in the age of social media, there's a lot of regular hot girls that could just slide into an athlete's DMs and make it happen. So
if you're a good-looking girl, athletes are sliding into their DMs all the time.
So my thought on this is women should never be able to get a hall pass. And I'll explain more next right here on Covino and Rich and for the great Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Shout out to the affiliates, everybody rocking with us, Covino and Rich. We do this every day, but when they say, when the boss calls us up, you want to do the Dan Patrick hat trick, three shows in a row? We're like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Yes, sir.
Live from Mercedes-Benz Studios, the utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
That song that Joel just played, Stutter by Joe. I always wondered why the guy didn't come up with a catchier name. Joe.
Why not? What's wrong with that? I mean,
that's it? Joe? It's a good song, though, from the 2000s.
It's memorable. It's a good
name.
Oh,
by the way, I found somebody from Nashville for you already. Somebody's going to be in the house already.
All right. We got people joining us next month, March 15th, Nashville. Can't wait.
Tony Hinton says she's going to be there.
Oh, sounds good. Oh. We got Joel on the ones and twos. Bursch is here. Thank you for hanging out with us. It's a pleasure to be part of the premier sports lineup in the nation.
I don't want to say oddly enough, but we got a ton of feedback about your Disney dilemma. Like, I was fascinated. I was like, man. A lot of people invested in your little dilemma.
Take a lot of pride in being the most interactive, most inclusive show on radio, according to us. And I appreciate your feedback. Thank you to the Dan Patrick audience for embracing us and hearing me out. I had a bit of a friend in need. My family's going to be at Disneyland. Do I go after my day of work and meet them there? Is it worth it? Is the question, really. You know, the traffic, the parking. Do I waste my money and go all the way there? It's like, you know, an hour plus
waste
there.
Waste my money.
Yeah. It's a lot of money, Joel.
And you know what? I
you don't think I'm paying for a lot of
what's going on
my
anyway?
My nieces and nephews anyway and my daughter there?
Well,
I am.
I'll tell you what. I tried to, you know, push the needle one way by showing Covino TikTok and Instagram clips about your kids growing up fast. Did that work a little or no?
It did. It did. And the feedback, I'll wrap it up again. Just going back to the feedback here at Covino and Rich on social media, and then our sports hypothetical about hall passes. EP Workshop says, dude, the deal breaker here is your daughter, who's 14, saying she wants to go on rides with you. I look at pics of my kids when they were small, and it kills me. Oh. Those little people don't exist anymore. I miss them. Take the time while you have it. It'll be gone soon. But then, Jill, right after this, Kit Carter says, sit it out, dude. Sit it out. The girls are having a good time at the happiest place on earth. You won't be able to walk up and match their energy. Stay home. Have snack, dinner, and dessert ready. They'll be tired and so glad you were thinking of them when they get home. Win-win. And then the very next one, James Benson. You gotta go, dude.
See, traffic, one.
Traffic's gonna suck, but you won't have many more times to do this. I say go. Then FSR posts a picture of Brian Regan, which is funny. No. Then the very next one, Gary Hopwood says, dude, take a knee. Run out the clock.
Take
Let your
knee.
Sisters take the kids to Disney.
So,
spend quality time with your daughter this weekend.
So you got no clarity at all.
What if it's raining as soon as you walk out the door? So you walk out of here and it's pouring down raining, Covino.
Dude, every other one
I'm gonna get him a mini.
Else.
I'm going to get him a Minnie Mouse poncho. Don't worry.
Look at us. Stephen Toe hits us up. Covino, you're thinking about yourself and not the children's. You got to go. So it's
what
back
about
and
the
forth,
children?
But
what
I,
about the children?
What about the children?
But I appreciate
Have
the
a
feedback.
Heart.
I do. I appreciate all the feedback. Again, at Covino and Rich. But let's get back to your hypothetical.
Yeah, no, this
you know
is
who Lindy Waters III is?
Oklahoma City Thunder. And what's interesting, it's so specific. If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a viral video where some
I'll
dude
tell you
is.
By the way, this is really cause for speculation because a reason for speculation because he's a 6'6", 210-pound forward on OKC. He's the third of a long list of Lindy Waters. And he's a bit of a stallion in the NBA. So for your woman to bring this dude up randomly yeah. like that says a lot about yeah. what she's into.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a viral video on social media. You may have missed it. I've seen it everywhere. Some guy's interviewing, you know, drunk people coming out of a bar, bumps into a couple in their 20s, and asks them about a hall pass, meaning if you're in a relationship, is there someone that you'd be allowed to get with if you had the opportunity? Take a listen. This girl says Lindy Waters.
Lindy Waters the third.
No, sir. You might get one pass, but at the end of the day, you want one wife, and this is the wife I want. So, no.
Now, what about you if he gave you one?
If he gave me a guilt treat pass, I would take it.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Sorry.
That's crazy.
Who would you take it with?
Lindy Waters the third.
So what I find funny there is the guy's like, yo, you find a good woman. She's like a wife material. He's all into her.
And
she
way,
she has Lindy Waters' name like locked and loaded, ready to go. Like, Lindy Waters.
I don't care if you have somebody in mind. I think that man answered this question perfectly. That's the only answer if you're especially asked this in front of your woman. Get out of here.
I mean,
not only was it a perfect answer, yeah. he's got an excuse for when he messes up later on.
And you know what, y'all? What did he say? When she has a random NBA player's name locked and loaded, he goes, ha, that's crazy. That's what he says because you know what he's thinking? Oh, no. She. Listen, unless they're in some type of polyamorous hookup with whoever you want, do what you want to do lifestyle, then that this guy should not feel comfortable with that answer because here's the difference. If the guy said, my hall pass is, Sydney Sweeney, ooh. No way on earth is this random doofus coming out of the bar ever going to meet or get with Sydney Sweeney.
Never in a million years would Sydney Sweeney probably give this guy the time of day.
However, this girl's, in the video, relatively attractive. She may slide into Lindsay Waters' DMs and be like, hey, I'm a big fan of OKC. And for all you know, like a week later, he could be like, well, I got tickets for you, girl. Let's go.
Yeah, he's going to say, I'm a big fan of that ass.
Listen, not to throw you under, not to throw you, I'm a fan of the Thunder. I'm a fan of those Thunder cheeks. True story. I don't want to bring it up because, it's not your finest moment. But Covino, true or false, you've had girlfriends leave you for athletes.
I mean, here we are talking about what a good guy I am going to Disneyland. You got to bring that up?
I mean, yes,
the true story
but wait,
is...
But wait, hold on. Not once.
Not once, but twice.
Covino had a girl leave him for someone on the New York Rangers, and then she had him...
A different girl.
A different girl left him for a player on the New Jersey Nets back in the day.
Yeah, and by the way, talk about major blows to the ego. I was living in my parents' basement driving a radio station van around New York City. So it was a major blow to my confidence for many years.
I mean, we can laugh about it now.
Why?
We can laugh about it now, but I remember I remember that was when I first owned a new Covino.
I thought to myself every night, if I just practiced a little harder.
I remember thinking, Joel, Covino hit me up back in the day when we were like first friends. Mark Messier and the Rangers were at a restaurant and sent a drink over to his girl while he was having dinner.
Yeah, but it wasn't Mark Messier. It was one of the first round draft picks for the Rangers that he was with.
But Mark Messier's big head was there.
I still remember his big head there thinking, oh, how nice are these guys? Meanwhile, the dude was trying to get with my girl and he did, and he married her.
You were just a certified driver of the Mercedes, first owner.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we have more CNR in for Dan Patrick next here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.